Russell speaking.
Yeah, g'day, Russell. It's how are you, mate?
Not too bad. How are you?
Yeah, really good. Hey, I got some news this morning about your car that you dropped in yesterday afternoon.
Yeah.
A couple of the apprentices moving some cars around this morning, and one of them has actually backed into another car.
Right.
So, obviously, we're going to fix it up for you, but is what we'll have to do is we're going to have to keep it at the shop for another couple of weeks.
Couple of weeks?
Yeah, just because with Easter coming up and everything, where everybody's got some time off and we're just pretty backed up.
Where'd they hit?
They hit just at the back of it, just above the driver's side wheel on the back, so it's that back panel there.
Oh, I wish they hit the front bar.
Yeah, would have made it easier.
That touched up. So on the driver's side, did you say?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So
it is what it is.
Yeah. So as I say, it's going to be down here for a couple more weeks. So sorry about that, but as you say, there's not a lot that we can do.
Let me know how you go, like how you're progressing and whatnot. I suppose because I wanted to get the spoiler painted as well.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll definitely keep you in the loop, eh? We'll let you know how much more it's going to be as well.
How much more it's going to be?
Yeah, yeah.
How do you mean?
Oh, well, when we do these new repairs now.
I'm not paying for the new repair.
Oh, well, we can't do them for free, mate.
Is this a prank?
No. You still there?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, we can't, obviously we can't do work for free. Like, you wouldn't go out and work for free, would you?
You've backed into my car.
Yeah, we've already said that we apologise for that. We're going to get the work done as soon as we can.
I think this is a joke.
Nah, I wish it was, mate.
Tell you what, get your boss to give me a call.
Actually, I got my boss here with me now. Do you want me to shove him on?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, all right.
Hi, this is Mike's boss.
I knew it was a joke.
I think you're so calm and cool, calm and collected, mate, till we mentioned the dollars for you to fix our mistakes.
That's why straight away I said this is a prank.
I tell you what, you've got the scariest voice on the phone there, man.
Oh, man, I was like, he is about to go from 0 to 110.
Blood pressure was rising.
happy April Fool's Day, Russ.
Yeah, thanks.